Friends, it's Peter Trenum. Welcome to the Gospel Trail. Thanks for being with me today. Our sponsors are the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction from Pugwash. I invite you to sit back, relax with that cup of tea or coffee, and enjoy a one-hour program of classic country gospel music with a touch of bluegrass. Mother Maybelle Carter and daughters June, Helen, and Anita with Johnny Cash, I'm Working on a Building. Some refer to them as the second generation Carter family. However, Mother Maybelle and all her girls when they were little performed with A.P. and Sarah Carter, and Mother Maybelle was with them from the beginning. The first generation Carters cut it in 1934 on Bluebird Records. The opening version is from 1964, from Mother Maybelle Carter and her daughters. The Columbia album is called Keep on the Sunny Side, and Johnny Cash was special guest on that album. I'm Working on a Building is most likely a Negro spiritual that can't be dated. Although first published in 1925, first printed in a songbook titled The Negro and His Songs by Howard Odom and Guy Johnson, it's believed that the Carters learned it from their African-American contacts, Leslie Riddle and Pauline Gray. I'm Working on a Building has been recorded by Bill Monroe, Elvis Presley, B.B. King, John Fogerty, The Seldom Seen, Tommy Hunter, and the list just goes on and on. And friends, I hope you're all healthy and doing well, and a big thanks for tuning us in today. On today's program, you'll be hearing from a couple Drifting Cowboy Hank Williams band members, Hillis Buttram and Bob McNett, and others such as Charlie Monroe, Arnold Wagner, Pastor Billy R. Douglas, George Longard, Patsy Cline, Marvin and Vernell Morrow, Johnny Cash, the original Carter family, myself along with Susan Huey and a couple very famous Nova Scotia boys. And for my buddy Irving Mitchell, I have Johnny Cash's 11th number one single from 1970. Sunday Morning Coming Down would earn Kris Kristofferson his very first Country Music Association Award for Song of the Year in 1970. When Johnny Cash performed the song on his ABC television show, the network told him he had to change the line, "Wishing Lord that I was stoned," to "Wishing Lord that I was home." We all know that Johnny Cash refused to make that change. Marvin and Vernell Morrow follow Johnny Cash with one called "Fear Not," and this one goes out to my friend Pastor Billy R. Douglas in Livermore, Kentucky. Friends, here's one of the greatest that ever stepped on a stage.
Well, I woke up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head. That didn't hurt. And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert. Then I fumbled in my closet, threw my clothes and found my cleanest dirty shirt. Then I washed my face and combed my hair and stumbled down the stairs to meet the day. I'd smoked my mind the night before with cigarettes and songs I'd been picking. But I lit my first and watched a small kid playing with a can that he was kicking. Then I walked across the street and caught the Sunday smell of someone's frying chicken. And Lord, it took me back to something that I lost somewhere, somehow along the way. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, I'm wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. 'Cause there's something in a Sunday that makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing sure to die in that's half as lonesome as the sound of the sleeping city sidewalk and Sunday morning coming down. In the park I saw a daddy with a laughing little girl that he was swinging. And I stopped beside a Sunday school and listened to the songs they were singing. Then I headed down the street and somewhere far away a lonely bell was ringing. And it echoed through the canyons like a disappearing dreams of yesterday. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, I'm wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. 'Cause there's something in a Sunday that makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying that's half as lonesome as the sound of the sleeping city sidewalk and Sunday morning coming down.
Thank you. when we stop and think. Though our ship gets better, we know it cannot sink. How God delivered Moses and led his children through. Each day I hear him whisper, I'll do the same for you.
Fear not, my child, for I will see you through. There's nothing in this world too hard for me to do. I delivered old Andy from the lions, and raised Lazarus from the dead. I'm just the same, I never change all the words Jesus said.
Took care of Noah when he told him to build the ark. He helped little David slay the giant and set his people free. And when my soul gets burdened, I hear him say to me,
fear not, my child, for I will see you through. There's nothing in this world too hard for me to do. I delivered old Daniel from the lions, then raised Lazarus from the dead. I'm just the same, I never change all the words Jesus said.
My God delivered Jonah, made him willing to obey. He walked upon the waters and come to see that day. He went through the fiery furnace with the Hebrew three. And when I get in trouble, I hear him say to me,
fear not, my child, for I will see you through. There's nothing in this world too hard for me to do. I delivered old Daniel from the lions, then raised Lazarus from the dead. I'm just the same, I never change all the words Jesus said. I delivered old Daniel from the lions, then raised Lazarus from the dead. I'm just the same, I never change all the words Jesus said.
Marvin and Vernell Morrill with one titled Fear Not. And the lad from Kingsland, Arkansas, can you believe it? Johnny Cash has been gone for 22 years, leaving us on September the 12th, 2003, at age 71. And this is the very first time I've played Sunday Morning Coming Down. Our friend who has the next show at the top of the hour is about to sing. George Longard wrote Heaven is Real, and George and his sisters Linda and Sharon all released a single solo album in the early 1960s on Rodeo Banff Records. The Old Gospel Ship by the original Carter family follows George Longard. Gordon Nicholson from Hamilton, Ontario, asks for this one. Friends, here he is, the host of the George Longard Country Music Hour, coming up right after the Gospel Trail.
I've heard of the land that lies beyond this life that we know, where beauty and splendor cannot be imagined or told. Though my eyes cannot see, or my hands cannot touch it or feel, I plan to go there, for I know that heaven is real. Heaven is real, it's as real as the air we breathe. Heaven is real, for the Bible says, and I believe. There is a place prepared for the pure and the free, and how my heart thrills to know that heaven is real. What if gates were not pearls? If streets of that city were gold, and if my glorious mansion were only a humble abode, oh, I'd still want to go, for that's where my soul longs to be, for my Savior is there, and that makes it heaven for me. Heaven is free. It's as real as the air we breathe. Heaven is free, for the Bible says, and I believe there is a place prepared for the pure and the free, and how my heart thrills to know that heaven is real. How my heart thrills just to know that heaven is.
Friends, thanks for making the Gospel Trail a part of your day, and a special thanks to our sponsors, Cunningham Construction and the Pugwash Cooperative Limited. Please check out my archive programs at CFTA's home website. We offer a variety of gospel music, and we're live at tantramarfm.ca from any listening device. We are the station that put the word radio back into radio. Tantramar Community Radio, CFTA 107.9.
I'm going to take a trip in that old gospel ship. I'm going far beyond the sky. I'm going to shout and sing till heaven rings when I bid this world goodbye. Bring, and that is why I sing. All my joy is with you I'll share. I'm going to take a trip in that old gospel ship and go sailing through the air. I'm going to take a trip in that old gospel ship. I'm going far beyond the sky. I'm gonna shout and sing till heaven rings when I bid this world goodbye. I can scarcely wait. I know I won't be late. I'll spend my time in prayer. When the ship comes in, I'll leave this world of sin and go sailing through the air. I'm going to take a trip in that old gospel ship. I'm going far beyond the skies. I'm going to shout and sing till heaven rings when I bid this world goodbye. If you are ashamed of me, you ought not to be. Yes, you'd better have a care. If too much such faults you find, you will sure be left behind while I'm sailing through the air. I'm going to take a trip in that old gospel ship. I'm going far beyond the sky. I'm going to shout and sing till heaven rings when I bid this world goodbye.
The original Carter family with the old gospel ship for Gord in Hamilton. Heaven is Real was the fine vocals of George Longard, and George only recorded one vinyl album, and it was called Why Am I the One and Other Country Favorites. George went on to release at least 50 albums on CDs, and in 2015, he was inducted into the Nova Scotia Country Music Hall of Fame. I was honored to have been a member of his stage band that night. And friends, next, I've got a song here going out to Sabrina Wall, daughter of Newfoundland's famous son, Michael T. Wall. Sabrina lives in North Toronto, and she can sing the songs of Patsy Cline. She recently recorded a single of Patsy's, the Willie Nelson song Crazy, with Paul Evans at Ambassador Records. And it's one heck of a great recording. Patsy Cline has for us If I Could See the World Through the Eyes of a Child. And you've heard me tell how Hank Williams wrote 5 songs in one evening. Hillis Buttram, Hank's bass player, was there, and he's going to tell the story. And then we'll go into the recording by Charlie Monroe, brother to Bill Monroe, the father of bluegrass music. And friends, here's Miss Patsy Cline. This is one great song. She cut this one in 1958. If I Could See the World Through the Eyes of a Child.
If I could see the world through the eyes of a child, what a wonderful world this would be.
The brakes was out on the car, and Bob was driving, as I remember, and we was trying to get to a town to get the brakes fixed, and I remember the night very well because it was thundering, lightning, and raining.
Come on, tell me what town you were going to.
I don't have any idea what town it was, but he turned on the light back in the back, back there, the dome light, and so we had Don writing down the lyrics, and I was playing guitar for him, and he was sitting there and just looking out the window and what have you, and started writing some songs. And that night, he wrote five songs. And some of the songs we thought was good, then there were some of them that we wasn't too sold on, especially me. And one of the songs that he wrote that night, why, I said, you'll never get that song recorded. And he said, I bet you I will, said I'll have them all cut in 3 weeks. Well, a few weeks later, Charlie Monroe came into town, and he wanted to use us on the session. So we was up there doing the session, and he had cut one or two songs. Then he said, on this next song here, I'd like for you boys to sing harmony on this song here with me, if you will. And so we walked over, and this was a song that I told him that he wouldn't get cut. And so here I was having to learn the harmony line on it. And so Hank came in about that time, and he sat down over in the chair, and he looked up, and he had a special grin on his face, you know, as if to say, I told you I'd get it cut. When I get to heaven, I'm going to sing.
Here's a song that our good friend Hank Williams wrote for us. He wrote this number in 3 minutes, which I thought was mighty fast, but he made a mighty good number out of it. And he got us to record it, and it's been an awful fine number, too. Kind of ganging around me, boys. Everybody sing. When I get to glory, I'm going to sing. When I get to glory, I'm going to sing. I'm going to let the hallelujah ring. I'm going to praise my blessed Savior's name. When I get to glory, I'm going to sing.
Thank you,
friends. Thank you so much.
Charlie Monroe with a 1975 live recording of Hank's When I Get the Glory, I'm Gonna Sing. 3 weeks later, Charlie was dead from cancer. He died on September the 27th, 1975. I have his original recording here from 1951 of that song on a 45. It's here somewhere. I just can't find it. One of my all-time favorite songs by Charlie Monroe is Down in the Willow Garden. It's not suitable for today's radio. Bill Monroe's brothers, Charlie and Birch, both left their own music legacies behind. In 1963, George Jones and Melba Montgomery released an album, Singing What's in Our Hearts, and that was on the United Artists label. Four tracks charted, including a number three hit, We Must Have Been Out of Our Minds, written by Melba Montgomery. They must have seen potential in the Oney Wheeler song, Don't Go, as they coupled it with one called I Let Her Go, and they issued it on a 45 single. I was 16 when I heard the song over Charlottetown radio. I made double sure I was listening each time they played the song, trying to catch the words, each time writing a few more words down. After some time, I had enough words on paper to work with. I may have had to add a few words of my own to make the song work, but make it work, I did. Susan Huey is helping me out on Don't Go, and then it's Drifting Cowboy Band member Bob McNatt as he tells us how he came to write If the Good Lord's Willin' and the Creeks Don't Rise. Friends, here I am with Susan Huey on Don't Go, and I played all the instruments on this one.
As I sat at home with my troubles today, I was tempted to walk the wrong way. I remembered a voice that once led me from sin, and I heard that same voice again. Don't go,
don't go,
don't go,
don't go.
Don't go back to the tavern of sin. Don't go,
don't go,
don't go,
don't go.
Don't go back and start drinking again. I could hear lots of laughter just over the way. My friends sounded happy all day. I started to walk, but my knees gave away. As I fell, I heard the voice say, don't go,
don't go,
don't go,
don't go.
Just kneel by your bedside and pray. Don't go,
don't go,
don't go,
don't go.
God will answer your prayers today. God freed me from sin like he did once before. Now I'm happy as a man can be. God's voice sounded pleased as he spoke the next words. God must have seen a great change in me. Go on,
go on,
go on,
go on.
Ask your friends there to kneel down and pray. Go on,
go on,
go on,
go on.
God will answer their prayers today.
You have paid me a compliment on a song that I wrote called If the Good Lord's Willing. I was aware, not long after the Drifting Cowboys started to tour, that maybe one of the most often asked questions was, what was Hank really like? It occurred to me that I'd like to write a song and try to answer this question as best I could in 3 minutes, more or less. And so I set to work on it. I had a lot of discouraging times, and I believe it was about 2 years that I was trying to get the message across. And as young songwriters and veterans out there will understand, I threw it away many times. I wrote it. It didn't seem well done. And there came the time when I decided that I could not write the song and that maybe somebody else could. And then one day, when I was home, something happened. I sat down and in 15 minutes, I wrote the song to my satisfaction, as well I knew as I could ever do it. If the good Lord's willing and the creeks don't rise, and yes, we do perform this song. We do this song on all of our shows. And I'm very happy with the response, and I certainly hope that the song will shed some light, at least as to how the Drifting Cowboys regard Hank Williams.
Standing on this stage memory once more of the long top man and the four-piece band who stood here once before. Now we can hear a lonesome song and the words he said back then. If the good Lord's willing and the creeks don't rise, we'll see you all again. We heard that lonesome whippoorwill. We saw the moon that cried. We seen the mansion on the hill. Then watched the dreams that lived and died. We'll play that same old country sound the way we did it then. If the good Lord's willing and the creeks don't rise, we'll see you all again.
On every show the drifting cowboys play, there's room for one more man. We thought he'd like to know we'd left a place for him to stand. And in the shadows of our minds he's there, just like he was back then. And if the good Lord's willing and the creeks don't rise, we'll play for him again.
We heard that lonesome whippoorwill. We saw the moon that cried. We've seen the mansion on the hill and watched the dreams that lived and died.
We shared his joy and sorrow. We laughed and cried with him.
Lord's living and the creeks don't rise, we'll see him once again. If the good Lord's living and the creeks don't rise, we'll pray for him again.
Hank's lead guitarist with the original Drifting Cowboy Band that Hank formed in Nashville in July of 1949. That was Bob McNett, and his daughter Robin was singing background on one that Bob wrote, If the Good Lord's Willin' and the Creeks Don't Rise. Don't Go was myself and Susan Huey from Truro, and thanks, Susan, for your help on that song. And from 1937 to late 1951, Hank always called his band the Drifting Cowboys, and during those 14 years, there were more than 100 musicians. After Hank's death on January the 1st, 1953, at the age of 29, his legend just grew and grew. He became bigger in death than he ever was in life, and by 1969, the Nashville Drifting Cowboy Band started releasing albums, they regrouped, started touring in 1973, and by 1977, they were touring the world over. Six albums to their credit. Bob McNett, lead guitarist, passed on June the 21st, 1995 at 69. Hillis Buttram, bass player, passed on April the 27th, 2002 at 74. Jerry Rivers, fiddle player, passed October the 4th, 1996 at 68. And the last from the 1949 band was the legendary steel guitarist Don Helms. Don passed on August the 11th, 2008 at 81. Well, it's 2025, and Hank Williams is still the barometer by which all are measured on the stage of the Grand Ole Opry. And friends, another Hank that sold a ton of records, 85 million by the last count, is Hank Snow from Brooklyn, right here in Nova Scotia. Clarence Eugene Snow, or Hank, recorded more than 140 albums. He charted 85 singles, placing 7 at number 1. And here's something that you won't forget. His second charted song, I'm Movin' On, in 1950 and 51, was number 1 for 21 weeks, on the charts for 44 weeks, setting a record that Hank Snow still holds to this very day for the longest number one country song on the Billboard charts. It was a bestseller number one, voted by DJs as number one and number one jukebox favorite as well. One other song was Razor Close, and that was Webb Pierce's 1955 recording of a Jimmy Rogers song, In the Jailhouse Now. But Webb's hit still has the number two stamp in the history books. Hank Snow wrote his record-breaking hit, I'm Moving On. A few facts for you there, friends. Hank Snow has for us These Hands. And then it's Charlie Monroe with another Hank Williams song. And this one is called Jesus is Calling.
These hands ain't the hands of a gentleman. These hands are calloused and old. These hands raised a family. These hands built a home. Now these hands raised to praise the Lord. These hands won the heart of my loved one, and with hers they were never alone. If these hands filled their task, then what more could one ask? For these fingers have worked to the bone. Now don't try to judge me by what you'd like to be, for my life ain't been much success. While some people have power, but still these hands brought me happiness. Now I'm tired and I'm old, and I ain't got much gold. Maybe things ain't been all that I planned. God above, hear my plea. When it's time to judge me, take a look at these hard-working hands.
God above, hear my plea. When it's time to judge me,
take a look at these hard.
Friends, I welcome your comments about the Gospel Trail. Please let me know what you want to hear. Email request.ca at eastlink.ca or call me at 902-243-3102. A big thanks to our program sponsors, the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction. I'm here Sunday mornings at 9 and again Monday evenings at 6. We are Tantramar Community Radio, the voice of Cumberland and Westmoreland counties. You can get us on any listening device from anywhere in the world, right here, folks, at tantramarfm.ca or CFTA 107.9.
Jesus is calling, calling, calling night and day, and you will hear him. If you just pray,
hallelujah,
calling for you,
my brother,
don't turn away
from Jesus.
Jesus is calling,
calling,
calling night and day.
when you need a friend to go with you all the way.
Jesus is calling, calling, calling night and day. Jesus is calling, calling, calling night and day. And you will hear him, if you just pray.
Hallelujah.
Calling for you,
my brother,
don't turn away.
Jesus,
Jesus is calling,
calling,
calling night and day.
There's no need for you to stay.
Jesus is calling,
calling,
calling night and day.
If the night is dark, you will soon see the day.
Jesus is calling,
calling,
calling night and day. Jesus is calling,
calling,
calling night and day. And you will hear him,
hear him,
if you just pray.
Hallelujah.
Calling for you,
my brother,
don't turn away.
Jesus,
Jesus is calling,
calling,
calling night and day. Calling,
calling,
calling night and day. And you will hear him,
hear him,
if you just pray.
Hallelujah.
Calling for you,
my brother,
don't turn away.
Jesus
is calling,
calling,
calling night and day.
Charlie Monroe and his band, the Kentucky Pardners, a Hank Williams song, Jesus is Calling. Charlie recorded that on May the 6th, 1951, for the RCA Victor Folks. These Hands was written by Eddie Nowak. Jerry Jericho was the very first to record that song. Back on October the 31st, 1955, Hank Snow cut it in late 1955, and Hank recorded it for a second time in 1960, and you just heard the 1960 version. Another local that we're really proud of is Wilf Carter from Port Hilford, Nova Scotia. We know he sold millions upon millions of 78s and albums for RCA. His real name was Wilf Carter, and that's the name he used here in Canada, releasing 50 long-playing albums. In the USA, he was known as Montana Slim, again selling millions under that name. Wilf Carter / Montana Slim was the artist that filled the worldwide void left when Jimmy Rogers, America's Blue Yodeler, died in 1933. Wilf's 1964 RCA Camden album, Let's Go Back to the Bible, was a big favorite here, and from that I have for you Where Is My Boy Tonight, and this one's going out to Fred and Eldon. Wilf's vocals are as clear as a bell on this song, and then we go to Arnold Wagner with his version of the Battle of Armageddon.
Where is my wandering boy tonight, the boy of my tenderest care, the boy that was once my joy and light, the child of my love and prayer? You're my boy, oh, where is my boy tonight? Come on home, son. Oh, where is my boy tonight? I'm still praying for you. My heart o'erflows, for I love him, he knows. You know I love you, son. Oh, where is my boy tonight? Once he was pure as the morning dew, as he knelt at his mother's knee, remember then? No face was so bright, no heart more true, but none was so sweet as he. Oh, where is my boy tonight? Are you listening, son? Oh, where is my boy tonight? We miss you so much. My heart o'erflows, for I love him, he knows. You know I love you. Oh, where is my boy tonight? I remember when you was a little boy, you used to stand at my knee and I sang this song to you. But now you're away, but son, if you hear me, once you come home, your gray-haired mother keeps praying for you. Oh, where is my boy tonight? Oh, where is my boy tonight? My heart o'erflows, for I love him, he knows. Oh, where is my boy tonight? Son, I'm keep praying for you.
There's a mighty battle coming, and it's well now on its way. It'll be fought at Armageddon, it shall be a sad, sad day. In the book of Revelation, words in chapter 16 say, they'll be gathered their great armies for the battle on that day. All the way from the gates of Eden to the battle of Armageddon, there'll be troubles and tribulations, there'll be sorrow and despair. He said, let ye not be troubled, for these things shall come to pass, that your life will be eternal when you dwell with him at last. Turn the pages of your Bible, in St. Matthew you will see, start with chapter 24 and read from 1 to 33. In our Savior's blessed words he said, on earth he prophesied, for he spoke of this great battle that is coming by and by. All the way from the gates of Eden to the battle of Armageddon, there'll be troubles and tribulations, there'll be sorrow and despair. He said, let ye not be troubled, for these things shall come to pass, and your life will be eternal when you dwell with him at last. There will be nations against nations, there will be wars and rumors of wars, there will be great signs in heaven, in the sun, the moon, and stars. Oh, the hearts of men shall fail them, they'll be clashing and defeat. Those who seek it will receive it, mercy at the Savior's feet. All the way from the gates of Eden to the Battle of Armageddon.
The Battle of Armageddon, a Roy Acuff and Odell McLeod song by Arnold Wagner, a good version too. Where Is My Boy Tonight was Wilf Carter. Reverend Robert Lowry from Philadelphia wrote Where Is My Boy Tonight in 1878. Lowry passed in 1899, and it would be another 5 years until Wilf Carter was born. And friends, I hope you enjoyed the Gospel Trail today, and I hope you're okay with the tidbits of information I give on the songs and artists. I think it's important to know where our songs come from. Without the songwriters, radio would be for talking media only. The first speech transmitted over radio was by Canadian inventor Reginald Fessenden on December the 23rd, 1900. He spoke these words. 1, 2, 3, 4. Is it snowing where you are, Mr. Thiessen? Fessenden was born in East Bolton, Quebec in 1866, and he was raised in Ontario, an inventor of many things, and he improved on many inventions of the day. At one time, he worked for Thomas Edison and George Westinghouse. At age 10, he saw Alexander Graham Bell demonstrate his telephone. The first song played on radio was O Holy Night on Christmas Eve, 1906. Regular musical broadcasts didn't start until around 1920. My friend, and your friend too, Pastor Billy R. Douglas from Livermore, Kentucky, will close with Albert E. Brumley's I'll Fly Away. And as you know, Pastor Billy has been airing the Gospel Trail at voiceoftheLordMinistries.com or VOTLradio.com for the last 12 years. And Len Jeffrey of Oshawa, Ontario, airs the program, and you can get it at OshawaRocks.com. And for 7 years, it aired in Edinburgh, Scotland. So friends, until next time, I'll leave you in good hands. Here's Pastor Billy R. Douglas from Livermore, Kentucky.
Will some glad morning, when this life is old, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. When the shadows of this life have gone, I'll fly away. Like a bird from prison bars has flown, I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. Just a few more weary days and then I'll fly away to a land where joy shall never end. I'll fly away. I'll fly away, your glory, I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'm gonna fly away.
Friends, it's been a pleasure, and I hope you enjoyed today's program. Thanks for walking the Gospel Trail with me. The Gospel Trail was made possible in part by the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and by Cunningham Construction from Pugwash. I hope you heard a song or two that you've not heard in a while. I'm Peter Trenum. Our time has come to an end. If the good Lord's willing, I'll be with you next week. Blessings to you all, and until next time.